Over the past three decades, the Arctic has become steadily warmer. By some accounts, the Arctic has warmed an average of 3 degrees. Well, that doesn't seem like much, but it's been enough heat to melt an area of Arctic sea ice larger than the state of Texas. Some scientists say it's the strongest evidence yet that humans are heating up the climate. But others say the warming is part of a natural cycle that has played out across the Arctic for thousands of years. John Walsh is a climate scientist and the director of the Center for Climate Change and Arctic System Research at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.
For example, in this present century, the Arctic warmed quite rapidly from about 1900 to 1940, then it cooled from about 1940 to 1970, then it warmed from 1970 to 2000 at a pretty good rate. Now, we don't know if that present warming is going to continue for another 10 or 20 years, and then there might be a downtick. Or we don't know if a downtick will set in fairly soon. It could go either way.
Many scientists say the current warming trend is the direct result of a global obsession for coal, gas, and oil. The burning of these fossil fuels releases carbon dioxide and other gases into the atmosphere that slow the escape of heat from the Earth, dramatically altering the planet's climate and weather. Nowhere has the impact been felt more dramatically than in the Arctic. According to the Arctic Climate Impact Assessment, an international study of the Arctic's climate that Walsh helped to author, a warmer climate has resulted in the reduction of sea ice, the melting of glaciers, the expansion of trees and shrubs into the tundra, and the thawing of frozen ground called permafrost. But humans aren't the only cause of Arctic climate change. Mark Johnson is an oceanographer at the University of Alaska Fairbanks School of Fisheries and Ocean Sciences. He's studied the Arctic for more than 20 years, and he's among a cadre of leading scientists who say the Arctic is warming, but that natural cycles are the major reason why.
Not all my colleagues would share that, but guys who are really in the know say that the variability we're seeing now in the last 20 years, 30 years, is 70% natural variability.
Some of these natural events include volcanic eruptions. Dust and soot from volcanoes block incoming solar radiation and can have a cooling effect on climate. But even more important are the natural climate cycles driven by interactions between the ocean and the atmosphere. Such cycles can last decades. Johnson believes the warming of the Arctic over the past 30 years has been largely the work of such natural ocean atmosphere cycles. What's more, he predicts the Arctic climate will become somewhat cooler over the next decade. It's a trend he says will lead to more sea ice in the Arctic Ocean than has been seen in recent years.
I personally think we're part of a cycle here, and while there is a long-term trend of sea ice decline, I think that there's going to be more ice in, by 2010, I think we're going to be back to colder conditions.
Still, looking 50 to 100 years into the future, Mark Johnson and John Walsh both agree that the Arctic climate will become steadily warmer overall. But along the way, they say there will be some short-term cold spells. Walsh likens the Arctic climate's fluctuation to the ups and downs of the stock market.
Well, one of the best analogies I've heard is to the stock market. If you're in a bull market in stocks, the trend is upwards, but in any week or any month, it could be up or down. So you have a lot of those shorter-term ups and downs superimposed on a longer-term trend.
If you'd like to learn more about Arctic climate warming, come to our website at asjradio.org. This is Arctic Science Journeys Radio, a production of the Alaska Sea Grant Program at the University of Alaska Fairbanks School of Fisheries and Ocean Sciences. I'm Doug Schneider.